AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The jury in the penalty phase of the trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz saw video today of Cruz killing 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School 4 years ago. Teacher Dara Haas also testified 3 students were killed in her classroom.
One of the students was injured. He didn't have time to make it out of his desk.
The jury must decide if Cruz gets the death penalty or life in prison. A transformer briefly caught fire at Nevada's Hoover Dam. Officials say no one was injured. Marcella Chuklikowin was getting a tour of the dam at the time.
The guide said us that there is fire and they are solving this situation and to protect us, they finished the guide and the guide tour, and we went to wait.
Officials say there is no risk to the power grid, and the power at Hoover Dam is still being generated. Passage is expected later in the House on a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. Democrats are worried the Supreme Court may make decisions on those issues after overturning Roe v. Wade. Sylvia Garcia is a Texas Democrat.
Marrying the person you love is not abnormal. It's frankly none of your business. Abnormal is your obsession with what other people do in their private lives and in their homes. Love is love. Amor es amor.
GOP lawmakers portrayed the bill as unnecessary amid other issues facing the country. A Sesame Street-themed amusement park in Pennsylvania apologized and promised more training for its employees after a video showing a costumed character waving off 2 black girls during a parade went viral online. Big gains at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. A judge says no to Elon Musk's request to have Twitter's lawsuit against him delayed.
A Delaware judge has set the trial for October, saying that a delay would threaten irreparable harm after the billionaire backed out of a deal to buy it. Musk, who's the world's richest man, pledged to pay $54.20 a share for a total of $44 billion. Musk claims that the company has failed to provide adequate information about the number of fake or spam bot Twitter accounts. Twitter argues that Musk's reasons for backing out are just a cover for buyers' remorse after agreeing to pay 38% above Twitter's stock price shortly before the stock market stumbled. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bug the Chicken is back at its home in Vermont. It hitched a ride in the undercarriage of their pickup truck and ended up 13 miles away. Someone in Burlington, Vermont spotted the chicken in the city. A Facebook post led to the finding of the chicken's owner. Because of her adventurous spirit, Bug has been renamed Amelia after Amelia Earhart, the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.